DBU, we're supposed to guess?
Be Dallas Baptist.
Oh, okay.
University.
Yeah, that was the other one.
There you
okay,
go.
Okay, sure.
Who was the other one?
I don't know. didn't know. Robbers looted a train that they stopped in Victorville, California. Made off of 20 boxes of pig's feet.
Oh, wow, but that, but that.
Pig's feet.
Those would probably need to be, to be refrigerated.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, well, okay, like that's going to make it better. In our We Are Too Relevant segment, it's NASA once again. You know, NASA's got their Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter. That's the LROC, the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter Camera, LROC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, taking the highest resolution pictures of the surface of the moon ever.
Ever?
Scouting locations for future astronaut or robotic landings. But, it looks like LROC may have in fact discovered the resting place of the Lunar Orbiter 2. Mm. They'd lost it, but now they found it. That was back in 1967 that they lost it. It was in the last place they looked.
Isn't that the way it always goes?
It seems to be. LROC managers say the debris from the angle of impact of 45 degrees spread the wings out like butterfly wings. So apparently it's just kind of jammed in the lunar dust up there. Well, let Michael Collins go up there and get it now.
Yeah.
He's so anxious to get on the moon, you know. Talked about that earlier this week.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Call us when you're ready to come home.
Hey, Michael, good news. You get to go to the moon. Bad news is you got to dig this thing out.
Here's a shovel.
That's it. Yeah. We'll go ahead and...
It's a shovel-ready project.
Yeah, we'll hook up up a winch right there, and we'll just drag it back up, right back up there. Angry Birds, okay? Remember Angry Birds?
Oh, yeah.
Made that little company on Wednesday, that company that's called Rovio.
Wherefore art thou, Rovio? Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
500 million downloads. Less than 2 years since its launch. 500 million downloads. So, all right. Rest of America is going to start hating us down here in Texas.
Wow. What for this time?
Yet again.
Other than the fact that we rule.
Yeah. Well, a bunch of researchers out there at Berkeley Lab, you know how those people can be.
Mm-hmm.
They've published a new study that suggests that cooler-colored cars could be up to 2% more fuel efficient than your darker-colored cars. Now, actually, not just Texas, but the entire Sun Belt. See, here's the deal. They're saying that those cooler cars, like a white or a silver car, going to reflect as much as 60% of the sun's rays, while the darker cars, obviously, are going to absorb more. Now, here's what they did. They stick a thermometer in here. Did you know that there's an industry standard for air conditioning in cars?
No.
Do you know what it is?
No.
See, that's the thing that I found fascinating. Now, they say that there could be as much as a 45-degree difference between a silver car and a black car as far as the interior is concerned. And so what happens is you turn on that air conditioner, and it takes longer for the air conditioner to cool down to the temperature of 77 degrees within 30 minutes, which is the industry standard for vehicle air conditioning performance. So researchers say, if, in fact, you have these white or silver cars, you could have a more efficient air conditioner in there because it wouldn't need to cool down as much as one that's in a darker colored car. Mm-hmm. But wouldn't geography also have something to do with that?
So, oh, I would think so.
Here's where we're going with it, okay? It's going to be number one. Well, Mr. Griswold, now that you've picked out this car and you want it to be dark blue, there's going to be an additional charge there. And, oh, you live in Texas? Well, we'll just have to put another charge on there, too, because you live in Texas where it's hot. So they have actually said that now this could mean a more efficient car for you from a fuel standpoint if you have a light-colored car. So all you people who have dark-colored cars, just remember, you're part of the problem. And I believe, Chase, you have a dark-colored car.
Dark-colored truck.
Dark-colored truck. I have a dark-colored truck.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, those are cabs. Those are smaller than passenger compartments than in a car.
Still get quite warm. Yesterday it was quite warm when I crawled in the old pick-em-up truck.
But today it won't be.
No. And I forgot to park in the sun today. You know, talk about first-world problems. If I park in my normal parking spot, if I walk outside, because I have to be somewhere at 10 o'clock this morning, if I walk outside, there's not enough time for the sun to hit my truck, park where it is right now, and so my truck's going to be cold.
Oh. Golly.
Do you have cloth seats or?
It's cloth.
Okay. Well, see, then that'll be too bad. It won't be too bad. Now, when it gets really, really cold, though, just think about when that steering wheel gets cold.
I know.
Once
again,
first world problems.
Yeah.
Crank
Y'all
it up.
Don't have a heated steering wheel?
Crank it up, and it takes too long, or it doesn't take long enough to get wherever you need to go for your vehicle to warm up.
See, and I drive a diesel, and that's even worse. Because gasoline internal combustion engines will warm up fairly quickly. It takes a diesel a while. Yeah. So that's why I'm glad I park in the garage.
As we said, first world problems.
That's right.
Yes.
All right, here we go. What not to put in the dishwasher. What not to put in the dishwasher, just to help you out a little bit.
Okay.
Again, first world problems.
Uh-huh.
Cutlery. Banging around in the silverware basket is a good way to rent the edges of your blades in a hurry.
Well, if they're wood handles, too.
Yeah, well, and that's the next thing, wooden ware. Don't
really?
Put any, wooden ware, like a cutting board or a bowl or something like that.
How about a wooden spoon?
Well, same thing. I mean, it swells when the hot water gets on it, see?
Uh-huh.
And so that can be one. Now, it depends. Sometimes spoons will be okay, but it's better if you just wash, and they'll last longer if you just wash them by hand.
Oh, well, yeah.
Travel mugs.
Smacks of effort.
Yeah, travel mugs. The heat of the dishwasher can warp that rubber ring on the inside of the lid and allow it to leak.
Won't fit right.
Yeah. Pewter.
I
don't put your pewter in there.
Well, we dine every day with our pewter. So,
of course you do. Right. Yeah. Just want to let you know about that. Cast iron. The dishwasher will suck that seasoning right out of that cast iron pan. So
I never put my cast iron in there.
Brushes. In addition to wringing the wooden handles, the detergents in hot water can cause the glue holding the bristles to loosen. Pots and pans.
You got loose bristles.
Pots and pans. I mean, sure, you can put them in there.
Mm-hmm.
But they're usually so big that they're going to block the water or the soap from reaching some other dishes. So think about that.
Oh, yeah, if you put them on
what's
top,
left?
Though, well, just your normal everyday dishes.
Yeah. Pots and pans are pretty normal every day.
I'm talking about your eating dishes.
Hello.
Now, if you do put your pewter in the computer, be sure to put a big thing with rice. It'll dry it out where you can use it after a couple of days.
Exactly right. That was what I was thinking when we said pewter. Hello.
Yeah, did y'all say don't put your pewter in there?
No, I said pewter. Anyway, that's terrible. And finally, hamsters.
Don't put a hamster
in. Yeah, just want to make sure you were listening.
Rally car wash would like